Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Zichrono Levracha L'Chai Olam Haba and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha L'Chai Olam Haba. And learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Wengers Lili Nishmas Dr. Wengers paternal grandfather Avram ben Avram. And today we find ourselves in the book of Zechariah and we are up to Perek Yud Gimel, and we're in the middle of discussing what's going to happen, Lasid Lavo, and Zechariah declares, Bayom Ahu, on that day, Yeh Makor Niftach Lebeis David Ulyoshu Yerushalayim L'chatas Ulenida, there is going to be a fountain that gets open in Yerushalayim for the Beis David and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim for purification. That, in other words, there's going to be a fountain that appears underneath the Beis HaMikdash that becomes, as the Gemara in Yuma says, a flowing spring. Others point out that there's an allegory here, that the fountain is the gilui of the Torah Sanistar, and it's going to be the chatas, which somebody who touched Tuma will be able to be sprinkled, and Lenida refers to purification in this situation where the person immerses himself, that these situations will change themselves. According to the Alshach over here, that the Malchamavis will be killed, therefore there will be a Chatas, that the Paraduma waters won't be necessary, and menstruation will also not be an experience as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on that very day, I will get rid of the names of the Avodah Zarah from the land. They'll never be remembered. I'm also going to get rid of the false Nevi'im and the people, says the Malbim, like the priests of the Avodah Zarah in India and China and Japan. And I'm going to get rid of a reference to the Avodah Zarah's and should anyone come along and offer this type of false devuah again, his parents will say you don't get to live because you spoke lies. The parents will be, and the people will be wiser. They'll be able to distinguish on their own between a Navi Sheker and a Navi. And that awareness will get imposters to disappear, and the people will go ahead and take care of their own children in that situation if the children are false. On that day, each one of the Nevi'im will be ashamed of the Nevuah when he offers it. In other words, the false Nevi'im will be embarrassed when things turn out to be not so. And they're going in order to deceive themselves, they won't wear the special Nevi'im clothing. And in that situation, the Amar Lo Lavi Anochi Ish Ovid Adama Anochi Ki Adam Hikinani Minurai. He's going to say, I'm not a Nevuah, I'm a farmer. I'm taking care of somebody else's livestock ever since I'm so young. In other words, the Nevi'im will say, what do you do? He's going to say, I'm a farmer, I inherited land, or whatever it is. He's not going to say, I'm a Navi. So when they ask him, what's up with the wounds between your shoulders? In other words, when you get makos, there are going to be wounds between the shoulders, Rashi says. And there, the person is going to be able to say, okay, that's the way it goes. And they're going to say, why is that? So, Cherev Uri Aroi V'al Gever Amiti Neum Hashem Tzvakos Hachas Aro Tefutzena Atzom V'ashivos Yadi Al Atzorim. So he says, he's going to answer in that situation. He's going to say, those are the things that came because I was beaten in my house. And so only Hashem will say, rouse yourself against, he calls out to the sword, and he says that wars are going to break out between the nations during the period of Mashiach ben Yosef, says Ibn Ezra. And Ibn Ezra adds that he refers to the shepherds as the kings of the Goyim, whether it's the king of Bavel, according to the Targum, or to Bnei Esav, according to Rashi. And he says, I want you to rouse yourself against the shepherd. Who's the shepherd? The shepherd are these kings. And strike them down, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hashem says, strike down the shepherd, let the sheep scatter, I'll turn my hand against the young ones. What does that mean? Let the king's subjects be killed in battle, right? And I will go after the junior aides and the low-ranking ministers, says Hashem, or the young children of the nation's soldiers. Hashem says he's going to strike them down even far away from the front lines. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, throughout the land, two-thirds will be cut off and die. One-third of the world's population is going to survive. So suggests the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that will be the Goyim will convert to Judaism, according to Rashi, or at least that they commit to B'Keiri Toshav, that they agree to serve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ibn Ezra. And they accept the faith, says the Malbim. And according to the situation, the Medrash Tanchuma says that only one, it may not be a reference to the nations of the world. Rish Lakish in Masech the Sanhedrin says only one-third of Am Yisrael will survive. And who are the third? They're the Bnei Yisrael, the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in that situation. And they'll live permanently in their homeland in Eretz Yisrael, after the Galus Hashlishis, Bebesius Hashlishis, Baishit, Seraphim Kitzurf, Sakesav, Bechantim, Kibachones, Azov, Hu Yikrabish Mivani, and now so Amarti Amihuba, Hu Yomar Hashem Elokai. So in this situation, I'll bring the third into the fire, right, and refine them as one refines metal. I'll examine them as one examines gold. He'll call my name and I'll answer him. I'll say, you are my people. And he'll say, Hashem is my Lord. So that is to say, just as the goldsmith examines gold for impurities, Hashem will examine the remaining one-third to see do they remain firm in faith. And also, only the perfectly righteous will be able to stay alive in that situation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us and promises Zechariah that this is the way it's going to go. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will take a look at the final battle as we look at the end of Sefer Zechariah, which we will take a look at. And take a look and travel to the first day of Sukkos. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.